Time for the best 5 minutes of the day. Our friend Jason Kantz. Good morning. How's the coffee today?
Gone already.
All right.
But it was good.
Yeah.
Yep.
It is Reformation Day as well as Halloween. So what do you know?
That is true. That is true. It is a celebration of Luther pounding the 95 theses on the Wittenberg door.
Yeah.
Yep.
And I probably asked you this last year, but did you ever see the movie Luther?
It's wonderful.
Yeah, it's so good.
Yeah, it is an excellent movie. I used to own a copy, and for some reason it's gone. I have no idea where it ended up. Interestingly, the lead character in this, Joseph Fiennes, who is the brother of Ralph Fiennes, who has been in a lot of things, including playing in one of the Harry Potter movies, or all of the Harry Potter movies. So,
okay.
Yeah.
I don't know. I've only seen bits and pieces of any of those, but... Yeah, it was a fantastic movie, I thought. And so, 1517. Going back a few years.
It's been a while.
Mm-hmm. I feel like we're living through history now. I think one of Hillary Clinton's books was about living history. And we are, as I read Heather Cox Richardson in the morning, and have been for a while now, it's one of the first things I'm reading. And reading through it today was quite enlightening. But it just is, we're living history, aren't we?
For sure, yeah. I mean, for her, those who don't know her, she's a historian, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I'm amazed at the amount that she is, the thoughtfulness she's able to put into a column every day.
Yeah.
You know, it just is shocking to me how much she's able to get together and well-researched and referenced. And
mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So we got today and tomorrow early voting, and then... it's really become more, instead of just Election Day, you know, and some of our advertisers even point out, don't forget to vote on Election Day. I'm like, I think that it's been interesting. Both major parties now, last time it was maybe even 4 years ago, one party way more than the other was encouraging you to vote early. But like both parties are, and a lot of people, although it's interesting, Sean Trendy at Real Clear Politics said, don't read too much into the early voting or even the perceptions of that. I didn't get a chance to read that, but I know different people... Particularly one side seems to be getting really galvanized, like they've already almost feeling like they've won already based on the early voting. So,
well, you know, and I think that's an important message. I think it's important to remember that we may not know next Tuesday
right.
who the winner is. You know, and I think we're going to hear messaging that may contradict that. But trust the process. You know, it's been in place for a very long time. And it'd be good for us to trust the electoral process as it exists. And I think that's important.
Having said that, as I read the tea leaves or whatever, I mean, I kind of have a bent or my own indication or had said to somebody in journalism yesterday what I think it's going to turn out. And he said back to me, he said, I think it comes down to ground game and one side seems to be better on that than the other. So, yeah, we'll have to just kind of wait and see. But, you know, driving me towards prayer. And I think that's a good thing, right?
Sure. Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely.
All right. Well, we have been trying to find select passages that have to do with, you know, kind of priming the pump as we get toward the election. And one of the things you talked about recently was having the mind of Christ. And so that makes me think about Philippians 4:8. What if we look at Philippians chapter 4 and, well, verses 8 and 9 is how you tackle in the letters to the beloved. Let's try to deal with that today.
You bet. It says, and now, dear brothers and sisters, one final thing. Fix your thoughts on what is true and honorable and right and pure and lovely and admirable. Think about things that are excellent and worthy of praise. Keep putting into practice all you learned and received from me, everything you heard from me and saw me doing. Then the God of peace will be with you.
Mm-hmm. And in Letters to the Beloved, you tackle those two verses this way. You say, you have the choice to think about many things, but here is what is best. Think about what is honorable, just, pure, lovely, beautiful, commendable, excellent, or praiseworthy. All these traits describe my son, but they also characterize a life lived in my spirit. When you keep focusing on the evil and brokenness in the world, it'll drag you down. Do not neglect the reality of sin, but instead use it as an opportunity to turn what is true, good, and beautiful. Put these things into practice, my peace will be with you. Final thought.
Yeah, again, I think it's always good for us to think about what is it like to live a life characterized by truth, goodness, and beauty, and maybe especially so now. You know, I think what does it look like as we engage with our neighbors and those who are around us?
You know, and I just want to say, I see it in you. I mean, as your birthday came, I was pondering how your emphasis on love, Ludio, love up, down, in, out, but I mean, kind of the nature walks, the pictures you take. I mean, you're spreading it, so keep it up.
Trying, but it's difficult.
I know.
Days, so.
I know. Thank you, friend. Right. There we go, our buddy Jason Cairns.
Hi, this is Sam Ducat. I'm listening from Rice Lake, Wisconsin. I just want to give a shout-out to WWV. That I love listening to it every morning when I go to work. And if I would make a song request, I'd like to listen to Stephen Curtis Chapman's 25th anniversary version, if that's possible.
It began as Tuesday Trivia, continued on Win It Wednesday. It's now Try It Again Thursday here in the WIB Wake Up Show. Have we stumped you with this question? We hope not. We want to get a winner and put these two CDs in your hands, one from Blessing Offer, one from Record Collective, both brand new albums. If you can figure out at 715-723-2555 what the answer is to this so far unsolvable trivia question.
Yeah, and the question is, what female celebrity did I talk to on Election Day in 2000, she was a surrogate, really, for the Gore campaign, trying to tout that candidate even when the polls were open in the important swing state of Wisconsin. We've told you that she is best known for her music work, but also is an actress who's been in multiple movies. Who is it? And she's been a celebrity, Caleb, as long as WIB's been on the air.
Yeah, so for 50-plus years. So we've added lots of different information. Again, we told you it's a female celebrity. We told you, again, it's a musician, also actress as well, but primarily musician, 50-plus years, so very famous for a long time. Mm-hmm. I told you this was back in 2000 that Halvo interviewed this celebrity, that she was a supporter of the Gore campaign in that election year back in 2000. Who was it? 715-723-2555. No penalty for wrong guesses. Who's going to be the first through the chute here and give this a shot? 715-723-2555. What female celebrity, singer and actress, primarily singer, did he talk to on the air here on WWIB? 715-723-2555 is the number to call to get through and give this a guess.
All right, to the phones we go. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Tony from Menominee.
Tony, hey, Tony. Good to hear from you.
Morning. Shania Twain.
Was it Shania
Twain?
That's
a great guess. Yeah, I'm not sure a lot about the movies and the TV, but that's not her, that's not it. So,
thank you, Tony. Call us back.
Again, the person that I'm talking about here has been a celebrity truly for more than 50 years. This WIB's been on the air 51 years, and I think been in TV and movies. And so see if you can get it here at 723-2555. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Aaron with Eau Claire. Is it Reba McEntire?
That was guest yesterday. You got another guess?
Oh, man. Betty White.
Betty White. All right. That's a good guess.
Yeah.
She's not with us any longer, but not Betty. Thanks.
Thank you, Aaron. Call back 715-723-2555. Again, female celebrity Halvo interviewed in the year 2000. She was a surrogate, meaning supporting the Gore campaign back that year. She's been a celebrity again for 50 plus years, primarily known as a singer, but also actress as well. Who was it?
I don't think she won an award for acting, but she got a lot of respect for her acting. Had a TV show as well as I grew up in the 70s. So 723-2555, 723-2555 as the calls kind of trickle in here. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hey, this is Xavier from Tony.
Hey. All right, good to hear from Tony. What do you think, Xavier?
It wouldn't be Dolly Parton by any chance, would it?
I feel like that's been our most popular guess. It has been guessed before. You can have a quick bonus guess if you want.
We love Dolly, but it's not the right answer.
Well, I got to be honest. I'm not too well-versed with my female celebrities.
No problem, Xavier. Right, good guess. Call us back if you think of somebody.
That's not his Jeopardy category of choice. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Lisa Mondovi.
Come on, Lisa. You got the right answer for us?
Is it Cher?
Was it Cher? What makes you say Cher?
She's about that age, and she's done singing and acting.
True, yeah. How about, was it Cher that you talked to back in 2000?
Yes, it was!
You got it, Lisa!
You won yourself two CDs. Way to go.
Thank you.
Well done. Yeah. So how about talk to Cher? I didn't know this until you told me the other day, and we thought, well, this would be a good trivia. Had no idea that you talked to Cher. Again, kind of a legend in the music industry for decades and decades.
The thing I remember from the interview was the fact that she, and I don't know where streaming was at in 2000, but she talked about listening to the show. So I don't know. But anyhow, hey, congratulations, Lisa. Yeah, the two CDs will be waiting for you to pick up. And probably the best-known song from Sonny and Cher was the song I've Got You, Babe. We've got a little bit of that for you this morning on the WIB Wake-Up Show here on WWIB.
Night. Good night.
They say we're young and we don't know. Won't find out till we grow. Well, I don't know. Well, that's true. Because you got me. But at least I'm sure of all the things we got, babe. I got you, babe. I got you, babe.
WWIP. Good morning, Caleb and Mark. This is Mike from La Crosse. And I've been listening to WWIB since the early 90s, and it's been helping me get through my day every day when I'm bored, don't have anything to do. But hey, could you play the song Commissioned by Kane for me? I would really appreciate it, and thank you, and have a good day. Bye.
Hey, this is David Lynch. I'm from Tony. This is my October connection. Yeah, I listen to you guys on my way into work every morning, and it is a great way to start out my day. You know, a song I'd like to hear is Write Your Story with Francesca Battistelli. You guys have a great day. God bless.
Hi, this is Caroline from Rice Lake with my kiddos, Kenny, Serenity, and Emerson. We listen to you guys every morning on our way to school, and we really enjoyed, like, the trivia on Tuesdays and the Win It Wednesdays. And, yeah, we were just hoping that maybe we could hear The Prodigal. I think we all like The Prodigal, so I think that would be cool if you could play that for us. Thanks. Bye.
I find this next story very encouraging, Caleb.
The headline is as follows. Even a 10-minute walk may be good for the brain.
Yeah, a study from the University of California, Irvine, where the anteaters is what they are, found that 10 minutes of mild exercise, just mild exercise, can immediately alter how certain parts of the brain communicate and coordinate with one another and improve memory function.
And see, I think that the even mild exercise thing is what really pops out there, because it's tough sometimes to will yourself to do strenuous exercise. Now, sometimes after you get going, then you say, oh, maybe I could do a little bit more, a little bit more. But sometimes, I mean, for yours truly, willpower is always the struggle. So if you say, well, yeah, just go for a little walk. The findings suggest that exercise does not need to be prolonged or intense to benefit the brain, and that the effects can begin far more quickly than many of us might expect.
I love walking our dogs. And so that is, and it's kind of like you need to do this and you're helping them too. And so that's like my standard exercise.
There you go. So yeah, if you want to improve cognitively, help the brain, get out for a walk. Even when it's cold and rainy and snowy.
I'm just warning you, friend, the older you get, the more your brain needs that kind of help. I can speak from firsthand experience.
Hey, this is Ron from up by Birchwood, and I've been listening to WWIB for 15 plus years. I love it. If you guys could play John Waller, The Decree, I'd really appreciate it. Have a good one.
Thinking a little bit about the kindness jar, this is the first month, Halvo, that we've done this. And we've had a couple folks take us up on our call saying, hey, would you stand with us and help too? But I almost think of the kindness jar. I mean, it's something we want to do all throughout the year, but maybe it's kind of the antithesis to some of the nastiness that we're sort of seeing in our country now too, just going out and doing random acts of kindness for people. And we'd love to have our WWIB family step up and maybe give a little something to help us do even more.
Yeah, that's right. And so tomorrow morning, we're going to try to try to prime the pump a little bit. You know, October Connect Month will be in the rearview mirror starting off November because we need to fill the jar if you're going to go do the good work, right?
Yeah, WWIB.com/kindness. Even if you're able to give an early gift, that would be wonderful. But would you help us maybe get a little bit more to fill up that jar so we can go about in November and December and, Lord willing, afterward to, again, increase the kindness in our communities?
Hi, this is Jeannie from Fall Creek. Hey, just been thinking about OneFest. How about we have something from We the Kingdom to get us in the mood? Thanks. Bye.
Well, frost is coming maybe sooner than we would have thought after 80 degrees on Monday. But with frost coming, there's also been some advances in technology. And this is very interesting research coming out of Northwestern University.
Yeah, that's right. In Chicago, they've unveiled a groundbreaking discovery that could change the way we deal with frost.
So by modifying the texture of surfaces and adding a thin layer of graphene oxide, researchers at Northwestern University successfully prevented 100% of frost formation for up to a week or potentially even longer.
Sometimes we sound like we know so much about science on our show. The implications of this new surface technology are immense.
So, with the ability to resist cracks, scratches, and contamination, this solution to frost could potentially save billions, with a B, billions of dollars in maintenance costs and energy inefficiencies for companies and government agencies.
Hmm. Inspired by leaf patterns, the researchers found that certain surface geometries play a key role in preventing frost formation.
I think that's just really interesting. A brief aside, inspired by leaf patterns, sometimes, so it's like, man, you go out into creation sometimes, you look around, it's like, oh, hey, that gives me an idea. I just find that very fascinating.
It is, yeah.
So by incorporating graphene oxide into these textured surfaces, again, which were inspired by leaf patterns, they created a robust, long-lasting, and frost-free zone.
Yeah, what people don't know is when the mics are off, sometimes I can't get Caleb to be quiet about graphene oxide.
I know. It's a passion of mine.
Oh, hey, we're asking the listeners to check in here, kind of a little bit of roll call, these final minutes of October Connect Month for the WIB Wake Up Show.
Yes, indeed. 715-396-1670, 396-1670. And yeah, let us know your name, where you're listening from. And we certainly would love to hear it. If there's a song you'd like to hear, might still be able to squeeze that in as well.
We did hear from a listener.
We did indeed. Yeah. And this was a text actually from Stephanie from Chippewa Falls. And she says, I've been listening to WWIB for decades. Thank you for your ministry. Could you play Chris Tomlin's Nobody Loves Me Like You?
This is Al from Cornell. I'd like to hear the song I Have Faith, by For Him. Thank you very much. Love you.
Yes, Mark. I listen to you every day, most every day, about 5:30 when you come on the air. And I like the where you talk to that one guy, the best 5 minutes of the day. That's a pretty good conversation you have with him. The song I request, is Spirit of God is Here by Phillips, Craig, and Dean. Thank you and have a great day.
All right, WWIB, well, like it or not, or take part or not, a lot of people are going to go door-to-door for trick-or-treating today, and so we've got some signs you're too old to be one of those trick-or-treaters.
Yeah, where's the cutoff? Signs you're too old to be trick-or-treating? You get winded just from knocking on the door.
Right. Another sign you're too old to be trick-or-treating, you have to ask a kid to chew the candy for you.
Or you only ask for high-fiber candy.
Yeah. Signs you're too old to be trick-or-treating when someone drops a candy bar in your bag and you lose your balance and fall over.
Couple more signs you're too old to be trick-or-treating here in the WIB Wake Up Show. You have to carefully choose a costume that won't dislodge your hairpiece.
And finally, you know you're probably too old to be trick-or-treating if you're the only Batman in the neighborhood with a walker.
There you go. Tongue firmly in cheek there. Stay safe if you are out and about to trick-or-treating or trunk-or-treating or whatever it might be today. And bundle up. Going to be pretty chilly, but enjoy the time. And yeah, be a light for the Lord wherever you are.
And if you're driving out there too, you know, when they're out and about, do be careful because everybody may not be well lit. Well, final few minutes here of our last WIB Wake Up Show for October Connect Month. We've been asking listeners to chime in throughout the morning.
Good morning, Caleb and Mark and WWIB. This is Linda from Chippewa Falls, and I just want to say I love your radio station. I actually talk about it to a lot of people that are unaware of your station, and I really appreciate you. If you could play Keith Green, Lord, You Are So Beautiful, I would really like it to hear that. And again, thank you so much, WWIB. for being there for all of us, and God bless your day.
Morning, guys. This is Al and Withy. I'm wondering if you could play Lamb of God by Twyla Paris. That goes way back. And I hope I can hear it before I get out of range. I'm heading towards Wausau.